Hi, you've reached Tip Top Service Coming.
Hello. Yeah, hi, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. Who am I speaking to?
Hi.
Hey.
This is Melody. Oh, just a moment. Okay. I called the other day. I'm just curious. My husband saw it. I mentioned it a little bit, but he didn't say anything. But I just have some questions.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, the past month we were looking for a place, like because we have a shop, renting a shop, and we're renting a place. We're thinking of getting a property.
Okay. So you guys wanted to buy a property or rent a different one?
Yeah, buy a property that we can put a shop.
Oh, okay.
Do you finance? You said we're approved for $200,000, right?
That's right. So how much would it cost, do you think, to buy this property?
Well, maybe, for instance, like $200,000. Do you finance that? And how many years is the term? And what is the percentage?
Sure. So let me get some info here. What did you guys do in annual sales last year? Would you happen to know an estimate?
What's that? Say that again?
The amount of annual sales you had, so just like your sales last year.
Oh, the thing is,
mm-hmm.
how our book, we kind of find it hard going to the bank.
Right.
Because how did our bookkeeper did it was not, it's not attractive. You know, we want write-off too. We want write-off, but we have big gross sales, but
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of write-off. In that way, it shows that we have little income. But we
That's
can
fine.
Really, you know
I got
what
you.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand mm-hmm. completely. We do that for people do that for tax purposes. We work with a lot of business that do a lot of that. So actually, for our programs, we don't look at your profits. All we look at is just your top line revenue, just sales alone. So if you said that you had high sales and you had a lot of write-offs, that's generally what we always see here. That's common. So
yeah, and we also have. I don't know. We kind of get a difficulty getting for a loan because of that, and the. Because of the income not being attractive, but it's also we have lots of expenses. You know?
I understand.
Expenses, mm-hmm. but so would that be possible? I feel bad that you called late because there was this house with your shop that we really, really liked very much.
Sure, sure.
And I love the house and I love the shop, but the bank did not. Accepted us, they declined us, so I
right.
was depressed about that. And here you are, just after 3 weeks, you called me.
Surprise! Okay, Melody, so here's the... So here's the deal with how we work. The reason we ever started 12 years ago, the Bank of Cardiff, is because of exactly what you're talking about. So people who own businesses would go to banks and they would tell them, like, we need to purchase these properties, we need financing, and they would look at their profits, they would look at those things. And because of the write-offs, they would never approve these loans. They would take many months to do it, even if they did. So most of the times you guys missed opportunities. So what happened was we, the Bank of Cardiff, were created to go and fill in those gaps. So that's where we kind of come in and help you guys out. We can get answers in 24 hours. So if you find a house that you like and you want it right now, you just submit the application, we turn around and give you the money within 2 days. That's what we've been known to do here. So we can definitely do that. What we do is give you a capital loan, just pure cash, based off of your annual sales for the business. How you spend it is up to you. Some people spend it on marketing. Some people spend it on buying a building. Like if they wanted to start, some people just buy equipment. So we generally give you the opportunity to use it however you see fit. So just your top line revenue, just pure sales, what was the amount that you guys did last year?
Okay, just a moment.
You can just estimate, just kind of.
Yeah, just I will look at it again.
Sure, take your time. Take your time.
Sales was 240,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would be your annual sales, and then you said your write-offs didn't show as much. So basically what we do is we don't take a look at the write-offs. We don't really mind that. We just kind of take a look at your gross annual sales as the factor, and then stuff like time in business. I think we spoke about that a little bit earlier. You guys have a long time in business, over 30 years, it looks like. And you mentioned that it was transferred over from like family down, so it still counts, the 27 years. I think we can definitely make something work here. You think the building would cost about $200, is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I guess here's a question I'll have for you here, Melody. If you were to try to get 6 months of bank statements, could you do that pretty easily or quickly? Or
Yeah?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
we even say for the down payment, we even have a, you know, like, okay, this will be the down payment, but we don't have this remaining for the cash. So that's why we were looking for a loan, but, well, we were not approved. So, yeah, I can provide that, but we don't see any property right now. But I'm just saying, just in case it happens again, then I have somebody to, you know, back off. You know, Now I see it was like a wall. Okay, I did this other loan and we're not approved, and then we did try and then we're not approved. So
Now gone.
So now we're still looking. But in case, do you think that's possible?
Sure, I definitely do. I think if we get some of these numbers working, we can definitely give you something. What I can tell you is that for our programs, if we were to get an application in, so what we have is like the one-page application. It's really simple. It takes like a minute or two. And then if we get 6 months of bank statements, we take those things together and we can give you guys an offer. Like, this is how much cash you're qualified for, and then this is how long the payment plans will be, and these are your rates, and you can pick how many years you want to take it over. We'll show you different packages. Once we give you that offer, though, it's good for 90 days. So if anything happens in those, like, 90 days where you find a property or something that you want, all you have to do is just say, we found the property, and then we just turn around and fund it. And you pick the program you wanted, and we'll just put it in your account. If it takes longer than 90 days, all you have to do is give us, like, your last month of bank statements, and that's it. We just do the numbers again. As long as nothing major happened or nothing changed, it's still, the offer is still good. So what people often do with us is that they'll get pre-approved. They'll go ahead and, like, submit the 6 months of bank statements and the page application, and they'll just sit there and wait on it. And then as soon as their equipment or their properties come on the market, like some people buy trucks, some people buy properties and buildings, as soon as it comes on the market, they call us the very next day, and they go, like, we need the money now because it's available, and we turn around and fund their account. So if it's easy for you to get those 3 months of bank statements and just submit it to us, we don't have application fees or anything. What we would do is just put it in our system, have your file open as a client, and then as soon as you guys find something, whatever it is that you are looking for, we're just a phone call away. So it's like, it won't cost anything or you won't lose anything. It's just a pre-approval just sitting there waiting for you in case you need something. Does that sound like, it sounds like a better fit?
Yeah. I wish I had, you know, I know your company already. We could have got because the property was sitting for like 1 month and I can't find it.
Yeah.
I did call some lending and they can just give us 35, and I said, that's it, that's the max you can give? Yeah, 35. Oh no, I have 35.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Yeah. I didn't find you. I tried to Google and, you know, on the search engine. I didn't find you.
We didn't come up in the Google. We sent you guys some, like, letters. I don't know if you've seen them before.
That's why I was looking around, and I was like, where are those letters sending us this? I know there's one or several. I can't find it anymore.
There's
so
definitely
anyway.
Several. Okay. Yeah, anyways, hopefully this doesn't happen again. I mean, we'll definitely be there ready for you guys. If you guys are still shopping around... Yeah, if you guys are still shopping around and looking, if you just want to send me those things, I could send you... Did I send you the application yet? Have you seen it?
No, but I can. If it's just the 6 months, I can submit it to you because it's online, you know. It's online and we just submit it.
Exactly.
Right?
It's very simple. Yeah, you just take your six-month bank statements if you have online banking and you just send it over. And then our application, we know that people don't like to sit there and fill out lots of books, so we condensed all the information onto one page. It's just very simple and straightforward. So most people have no problem. They just kind of fill it out in one day, send it back to us, and then when they go shopping, they're confident. It's not like you're waiting for the right house or waiting for the right property and you're waiting for the money. too many factors go into play.
Yeah, so okay. If ever do that, mm-hmm. and how many, for instance, okay, what do you call that? Hypothetical. Like, for instance,
yes.
like I gave you that amount,
mm-hmm.
and the cash in bank will be, how much do you, like, do you, what is the number you want to see in the bank?
So generally, the numbers we want to see is that you guys have sales and that you are retaining a certain amount of those sales per month. So like at the end of the balances on the account statements, when the month comes to an end, if you guys have like a positive number, even if it's a small, but as long as it's a positive number, it shows that you're balancing your expenses with your revenue. So that's what we're looking for, like signs of healthy and growing businesses. A lot of people will either have too many expenses and start going into negatives. Some people like have some of those issues. So that's kind of like some of the red flags. But as long as we see that you guys are balancing the two, see, the problem is most companies try to spend as much as they make just for tax purposes. They try to make the expenses match the revenues. It's a generally understood kind of concepts for most business owners.
Okay.
So
yeah, okay, what you're saying is we have... We even save for our down payment, so we have like a savings.
Sure.
And then we have also like a balance always. My
mm-hmm.
husband, yeah, we always have like, no, we're not negative, at least.
Sure.
Okay, let's say we have a 10 always on the in and out. We have always a positive.
As long as it's...
A revolving capital, like for instance, 20.
Okay.
Like, at the end of the month, 15 to 20.
Okay, so that's perfectly fine. As long as you have a positive number at the end of the month, that's signs that you have a healthy business that's still moving forward. So that way, if you do take on something like a mortgage payment for a building, or if you're looking to pay off a loan or whatever, we know that you have extra cash at the end of the account that would be able to meet those payments. That's all they're looking for at the underwriting department. They just want to make sure that the person is managing their finances in a way where it's not negative at the end of the month. So
okay,
I don't think
but how
would,
much?
Mm-hmm.
How much would be that? My concern if my husband's like, "Oh, this is killer interest. They will. This will be too much, too high." Because I mentioned it, and it was kind of like negative that your interest will be too high.
Mm-hmm.
How much is the interest?
So
and how much?
That's the thing. For our interest programs, that's something that they do with the underwriting department. I know that we have a lot of different programs. I've seen people get approved for very low. It starts in the mid-single digits, maybe like 4 to 5%, and then it kind of goes up to like 7, 8, 9, and then I've seen a little bit higher depending on the business. The thing is, we won't be able to pinpoint the exact interest rate until we have that application in, because that's something that the underwriters can do. I can make them do that pretty quickly if I go down there myself. We do take pride in the fast turnover, the ability to process the applications quickly. So if you wanted a solid number, I can definitely do that for you. All we would need are those 6 months of bank statements. We can go to the underwriting department and get the exact amount and the interest rate, and I could come back to you with that. But it's very hard to estimate without looking at the financials, like in terms of the bank statements. One more question, Melody. Did you guys file a 2015 tax return?
Yes, we did.
You've already done that? Okay.
Yeah.
I think you guys should be all set from the sounds of it. If you can get the 6 months of bank statements and then that application and just the first page of your tax return, that's our complete application. That's basically all we would need. And from there, we can give you the terms, the amounts, and the percentage rates. And there's no fees, and nothing will happen out of it. So if you don't like it, you can always go shop around. If you find the better offer, we can always beat it. But I think that's all. I think it would be worth the shot, just so you guys can kind of see or get a better picture of what you guys qualify for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will let my husband know about it. I just said somebody called, and I will ask him if it's okay of me sending the bank statement. So,
no problem.
But once he will look at the, you know, your whatever your company is. And
mm-hmm.
So because he told me you be careful, you can't just keep calling people. So,
Yeah.
Okay. So you can't just send this information to everybody. These are confidential.
Sure.
Okay.
They're confidential, but we are a bank, so it's illegal. We wouldn't share that with anybody. We'd keep it with ourselves. It's between us and you, so it wouldn't be that much of a problem. Sometimes people get a little scared to apply to too many places because certain banks will look at your credit scores. They'll go digging and it'll like kind of damage your score a little bit. But the way we do it is that we do a soft inquiry, so we only go to one credit bureau, not all three, and so it doesn't actually damage anyone's credit scores. So we try to kind of set it up so if people just want to explore our programs, they can go ahead and take a look at it without ever risking anything. So there's no fees, no damage to credit or anything. So it's just kind of like a safe and free way to just kind of explore. That's kind of how it's set up.
Okay, now you made me feel good, but you kind of made me feel bad because I was really very in love with the property, and I was like, I cried for 3 days that you were not approved. So
I'm sorry.
So when you called me, I was like, why only now? You know.
I wish I found you guys earlier. Which bank did you guys go to? Was it Bank of the West? The ones that said no.
No, it's actually...
Was it like a big name? Wells Fargo?
Oh, that Wells Fargo. I don't remember. But it was the bank recommended by the realtor, by our... And then another one by... I don't know. But we were turned down 2 times. So, and after here, I went here because I really want that property, and my husband wants to shop with it, a big shop, and they were like, okay, but my husband was, it's okay, but I did cry 3 days, so, and now you called me, I was like, you know what, somebody called, and oh well, we can't do anything, it's gone,
I'm sorry to hear that.
And they even lowered the price in the market, I was like, it's still there, so...
Wow.
So,
they really wanted to sell.
Yeah, somebody, they wanted to sell the property right away. So they really lower it.
So it was a perfect opportunity. It was a perfect opportunity for you guys. They wanted to sell it and you wanted to buy it. Yeah.
So anyway, I will let my husband know and I will let my realtor know that I found somebody that maybe you can finance us.
Sure.
And so we'll go. We'll go from there. Okay?
Sure, definitely. Yeah, just check in.
It gives me something like, okay, we will probably be approved. We can find a property again.
Sure, just a little bit of hope.
Yeah, a little bit of a hope there.
I hope
I can find one that will fit the one that I really, really love. You know?
I hope so, too. Yeah, that one just slipped through the cracks there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Sam. And I will get back to you once my husband say yes, then I will submit all the things. And that, like what you said, I have to submit everything, so once we find one, then I can just call you and everything is already set, right?
Exactly. It'll be good for 90 days. That's what our offer lasts for. So.
Oh, it'll be good for 90 days. Okay.
Yes. And if you ever needed more time, all you have to do is submit just the new month of bank statements. So let's say it takes longer. You would just kind of update the file and just be like, here's my new bank statement, and we would just kind of run it again. So, yeah, we'll definitely be here.
What you need is just a bank statement and the first page of the tax return.
Exactly. 6 months bank statements and the first page of the tax return, and then our one-page application. I could send you a little list if you just want to. Is it Eric at 27 plus years Tip Top Service? Is that the email address?
No, you can go Melody.
Melody.
Or Eric at tiptopserviceco.com. Eric at
tiptopserviceco.com. Tiptopserviceco.com. Okay, I'll actually just send you just those list of three things that we usually need. Should be just pretty straightforward. Really
easy. That's easy. I got a lot in 3 days. I was just gathering all the papers they were asking, even the divorce of my husband. Everything. I was like, what?
Why do you need these?
I don't know. They really asked all of it. So, So, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, please send me that so that I'll let my husband know, and then we'll go from there.
Sounds good. I'll send that over right now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem, Melody. Have a good day. Thanks.
Good day.